Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Coming at you live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live, this is Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today. Also a pleasure to welcome Reverend Dr. Allison L. James. Dr. James is a highly sought-after spiritual coach, channeler, healing facilitator, metaphysical teacher, non-denominational ordained minister, a doctor of cosmocracy. We're going to talk what that is, ascension energy anchor, cosmic code activator, and author of Merlin and the New Camelot, the birth of collective Christ consciousness. More of her written works are available in e-books found at her website, Allison James, or Allison L, make sure you put the L in, AllisonLJames.com. I'll spell that for you to make it easy, A-L-I-S-O-N, and then the letter L, which is her middle initial, and then James, J-A-M-E-S.com, as well as, of course, her program, The Straight Path, Teachings, Recordings, and Videos. Her new book, Merlin's Alchemy for the New Camelot, A Man's Cosmic Destiny, is about to be launched. Her mission is to be of service to the light, to humanity, and to Mother Earth. She channels her heavenly counterpart, Ascended Master Merlin, for illumination, energies, and enlightenment. And in order for us to build the new Camelot, we must live balanced lives. And this is achieved by first looking inward and healing and loving ourselves through the straight path, the starlight path, that is. Through the starlight path, Allison assists individuals by helping them accelerate their journey and evolution. We're going to welcome her to the show. It's a real pleasure to have her here. Welcoming Reverend Dr. Allison L. James from New York City. Dr. James, thank you so much for joining us on Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. You've listed quite a few things there. I'm sure we'll touch upon a few of them.
Yes, that was the short,
yes,
abbreviated
I'm
edited
thrilled
list,
to be
too.
Here.
What inspired you to initially go into this work? And talking about journeys, we all have our own journeys in life, and we have these inspired aha moments, realizations, self-awareness that point us in the direction of doing work that really serves us and serves others. When did you realize this was the work that was truly meant for you, your calling?
I had had many spiritual experiences growing up, but the true trajectory came into play when it was in the early 90s. And it's often when we have some kind of adversity in our lives that we start to seek something better for ourselves. We want to understand where we might have gone wrong or what we need to adjust in our lives personally. So I did a lot of that work and discovered that I was being nudged and led by the spiritual hierarchy, and particularly Merlin later, when I discovered him after the year 2000. And he reintroduced himself to me, and I realized that I had this very ancient and deep connection to him and the ascended masters on the other side.
That's wonderful. That's a great way to realize you are meant for this work and to be super inspired along the way. What is your... This question, we could do a mini-series on this one. Your view on the world we're living in today, and when, you know, things are in such disarray, and there is so much suffering and discourse, you know, we look for healing, we look for unity, we look for coming together, but we don't seem to necessarily be having that happen. Definitely not necessarily described as Camelot at the moment by many, but what's your view on it all? Yeah.
Well, that's a very good question. Essentially, I'm an optimist, and over my years on the spiritual path, I have become aware that there are forces greater than ourselves. And so in my own personal journey, whenever I have encountered something that was challenging or difficult, I knew it was there for me because I could overcome it. And I think when we get beyond a personal view and we start looking at the overarching collective of humanity, we realize that every difficulty we have is an opportunity for us to heal, both for ourselves and for others as well. And it really does come through love. It comes through unconditional love. It's an openness to discover the truth of why we're all acting in certain ways, and then to take your own responsibility so that you can do what you can do. You're not being asked to heal the world, but we, each of us, have the responsibility to use our gifts and talents in a way that is for the benefit of ourselves and for others. So it's about allowing people to be where they are in the moment that they are, but knowing that all those wars and the violence and the violence begetting more violence, that's not where light workers are, but it is an opportunity for everyone to say, look, this isn't working, this is hurting us. We all have the right to the basic necessities of life. And if some aren't getting it, well, we all are paying the price for that. So we need to be inclusive in our attitude, not exclusive. It's not I have and you don't. It's we have. And so my work and my books is to help bring us to that place where we understand that we're all equal. No one's more important than anyone else. It's fascinating to me that indigenous peoples who still live very close to the land are much happier, and they have a relationship with the cosmos. They know who they are and their connection, whereas most of us in humanity have lost that sense of self, that we are spiritual beings. But yet that possibility of reconnecting from within is how we're going to overcome all of these worldwide challenges. And they're devastating, but we need to play our own part. Even if you're not in a country that is being overrun or people are being tortured or whatever might be going on, we have the necessity to find our place within the collective so that each one can teach one or each one can reach to another one. And so that's really how I see the world. It's I'm not glued to the media, seeing all of the negativity that's playing out. I'm aware of what's going on, but my focus is for us to come together and learn to be loving beings in and of ourselves, so that we can reach out and play our part.
That's so very important. Beautifully said, Doctor. Beautifully said. The new Camelot. A lot of people, you know that from the productions and, of course, the music. And then, of course, they think of the Kennedys, and they say Camelot, at least in America, ended when John F. Kennedy passed away. What is your definition of the new Camelot? And how do you even describe, from your perspective, what Camelot is to you?
Well, I was in Camelot of old, and here we all are, as we're in the new Camelot, which is the new world we are creating. Some people might think that because we say the word Camelot, that this was a bit of a fairy tale or a utopia. And in some ways it was, but it was, as Jackie Kennedy said, one brief shining moment. Well, perhaps it was more than a single moment. It was a movement to establish in the earth some higher principles which we can follow, and that is as valid today as it was then. So, for example, we all know the phrase, all for one and one for all. And if we take a fresh look at that, it can mean several things, but I like to think of the new Camelot as being a place where we are all unified and one under God and for the benefit of all humanity. So that phrase, which is frequently touted and perhaps people don't really think about it, but for me, the new Camelot is the place where we're all going to be able to accept, respect, and love one another in ways that the masters of the past have taught us. There have been masters who've walked the earth since we've had recorded history, and even before, and that we know from channelings and information that's come from the spiritual hierarchy. But we know that we are going to a new place, a new state of understanding, where we don't judge others, we lose our attachments, and we develop a new paradigm of being. People are reacting now. As you know, Jim, people are protesting and marching, and they are trying to change things for the better. And that's really what the new Camelot is. It's about everybody playing their part, using their own gifts and talents to develop a new world, a better world. I mean, we all have our own choice, but I think around the world, people of all nations are realizing that the old ways, the wars and atrocities, they don't work for us. So now the new Camelot is a time for us to develop those principles within ourselves that will lead us to this new world that we really do want. Perhaps we can't put an exact picture on the new world, as we on Earth, we always have challenges. And so the adversities and the challenges we come across are going to hone us. They're going to make us grow, be strong. I never knew that I would be doing this right now in my life. But everything led me to this. And so that's how it is for most people. You don't know necessarily where God is going to take you, but as a thinking, feeling human being, you could make choices that you know are right for you, and if they're right for you, they're going to be right for humanity. So it's a bit of a collective effort, but if we each do our part to heal the issues and all the blame that we'd like to place out in the world, if we can do that, we can start to raise our vibration and open up to greater ideas and possibilities that will bring us much happiness and creativity. And I see the new Camelot as a time for infinite possibilities. It's actually a great time for us to be alive. And that may sound contradictory given what's happening, but it does give us the impetus to make change.
And that's what you need. Yeah, that's what we all need. The impetus, the hope, absolutely. We talk about Merlin. I was mentioning that in the introduction. Who is Merlin and who are the Ascended Masters?
Oh, great question. My favorite question.
I like anything that has the name Masters in it myself, but I'm biased.
Well, you have a great name.
Yeah, and as you it comes from Yorkshire, or the family traces back to Yorkshire. And as you would say it, Masters.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Masters, that's right,
Masters.
The Ascended Masters.
James Masters, the fifth.
Oh, well, don't hold it against me.
I know, it's terrible the way you say it.
Yeah. When I discovered that there were beings on the other side who are ready, willing, and able to connect to us and who work with us more closely than you would ever care to realize, they step into our thoughts and they observe us, they observe our energies, and they know who we are. But for the human, becoming aware of their presence can happen in a few different ways. We do have, as humans, great sensibilities, and we can sense their presence. Like me, you could hear them, and you also may feel their guidance and their nudging to take us somewhere, perhaps where we haven't thought of going. So it's about going with the flow of energies. And they, the masters, step down energies to us. It's called syncretism. And they, like the planets and all the other energies in the universe, they come to us. And we process them, and we might not be conscious of them, but as we pursue the spiritual path, we become more and more aware. And so I became aware of Merlin through other people channeling. And then he finally came to me when I was of a certain vibration that I wouldn't explode when I found out that he was on the other side. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you think about our lives and when we pass from this life and we drop our form, we go back to spirit. And I might often say to people, well, where do you think all these spirits go? Where do you think they are? So they're with the spiritual hierarchy, and they are helping us who are here on earth to evolve, but they're also working within the cosmos. They're working with beings from all sorts of planets and places, and that's a whole other subject as well. But they are of one consciousness, Christ consciousness, and that is what we're trying to establish, that highest consciousness that they espouse and bring to us. And that's what my book, my first book, is about, the birth of collective Christ consciousness and how Merlin, all of his wisdom and so forth, is brought forth to help us transform. And so the masters are doing that. They're helping us to transform ourselves so that we can hold a higher vibration, a higher level of light and illumination. So from my perspective, I'm trying to follow their example.
That's wonderful. That's a beautiful thing to be doing. As well, the book, too, Merlin and the New Camelot, The Birth of Collective Christ Consciousness. Tell us about the book and what inspired you to write the book.
What happened was that Merlin came into my life, and it was like an explosion, really. I was on like a launch pad, as I say. My spiritual path just blew wide open. And he was talking to me and guiding me, and not against my will, of course, but he was showing me some things. And I took on a different perspective. I started to see things from an overarching view as opposed to just a me view. I started to become the we consciousness and to espouse that, and also to understand the highest concepts which the masters have brought to us throughout our time. And so these have been exemplified by the masters of various religions and others, each time provided us another stepping stone. So Merlin was a big stepping stone for me, and one that I connect to all the time. It's a reality for me. It's not something outside of me.
You also wrote a sequel, Merlin's Alchemy for the New Camelot, Man's Cosmic Destiny. Tell us why you wrote that and what that one is about as well.
Mm-hmm. I've just completed this book. It's taken me years to write. The first book came fairly quickly. I wanted to express so much about Merlin and what I discovered. This second book, which is due to come out pretty soon, it's taken me years to write. And that's because I have had to evolve myself and to be able to espouse and hold certain energies, I had to make them flesh, so to speak, in myself. So the sequel, Merlin's Alchemy for the New Camelot, is about how we're going to create it, how we're going to develop personally, and ultimately, as the tagline says, man's cosmic destiny, that's where I believe we're going. And so this book is about where we're going and how we're going to get there. It's pretty detailed. It's taken me quite a long time to write, but now I'm releasing it and putting it out to the world. It's my truth, and I have many channelings in it from the Ascended Masters, but it goes chapter by chapter explaining how we are going to evolve. And sometimes we have a lot of questions, and we need to know why we're doing all of this. So I do discuss quite a lot in each of the topics. So it's really about how we're going to create the new Camelot now. What's really being asked of us? Who do we have to become in order to do these things?
It's so very important to realize and to apply to our own lives. We've got a few minutes left. What is our cosmic destiny, and what is cosmocracy?
Well, thank you for that question, because I feel it is so important. As part of my journey, I have become a non-denominational minister within an organization called Church of the Creator. And this isn't a church where one sits in a pew on a Sunday morning, although you can do that. This is about how each of us becomes a temple for the highest God qualities that we are going to be asked to hold and become in order for us to join the cosmocracy. So what is the cosmocracy? On Earth, we have democracy, where in theory, everyone is equal, all for one and one for all. In a cosmocracy, this is where we are going to become one with all of the principles of the Ascended Masters and the enlightened beings in the cosmos. So we are being asked to step up and evolve and become these beings of light from the inside to the outside, and to take our place with the Ascended Masters. We can do that now while we're in form, but of course, when we leave our form, it will be very apparent to us. So if we do a little preparation work in advance, it's going to be very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't doubt. Yeah. Maybe you can describe what you offer in the Starlight Path.
Oh, the Starlight Path, which is my group of offerings for healing and mentoring and channelings. These can be seen on my website, alisonljames.com. But essentially, I'm offering the ability to help the individual to heal themselves and raise their vibration. And this might all seem very overwhelming, and so I break it down into these different parts so that one can start taking these healing energies and modalities and learn to do things for yourself. It's a program to accelerate the spiritual path. So I tend to tailor it to what the individual needs, and I'm available to do that.
folks can go to AllisonLJames.com. That's A-L-I-S-O-N, the letter L, and then James, J-A-M-E-S.com, to connect with our very special guest, Reverend Dr. Allison L. James. This is an extraordinary conversation. Went by really fast. I can't believe the whole half hour has gone in a New York minute, but Dr. James,
yes.
We are blessed by your presence, and hopefully we'll get a chance to explore some more, maybe expand some more on future episodes. That would be a real pleasure. Hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. I've enjoyed being able to speak with you today. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. A pleasure as well. Reverend Dr. Allison L. James, AllisonLJames.com is the website. And again, she is also the author of Merlin and the New Camelot, The Birth of Collective Christ Consciousness, which is really fantastic. And as we mentioned, the new book, Merlin's Alchemy for the New Camelot, Man's Cosmic Destiny, is about to be launched. So stay tuned. Go to AllisonLJames.com to stay connected. Speaking of connected, stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes for another great guest and conversation here live on Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time till next time. Be back in 30 minutes and hope you'll join us. Till then, have a great day and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.